You're listening to the Extra Hour of the Morning Show on 91.7 KAXE, 90.5 KBXE. We are Northern Community Radio, and we're joined by Taylor James Donsky, singer-songwriter, background, what do you say, not background, I'll just say good morning. How about good morning?
Good morning, how you doing there?
I'm good. What is it? Oh, it's sideman, that's the word I was looking for. All your publicity there talks about you being a sideman, but now you've got a solo album out. How has that been going? The name of the album is Paper Over It. How's that been going?
It's been going really great. I'm happy to finally have something with my name on it and have a little piece of paper in my hand that says, "Hey, look, I've done something." It's been quite a ride, and of course, with everything that's going on these days, it's certainly great to have something out in the world there right now.
So this came out in January, and then everything changed. What are you doing to survive that? What have you been up to?
Well, I found myself writing quite a bit new material, as when you put yourself in a sort of a sealed cage, you kind of have nothing left to do. But beyond that, I've been doing some live shows on Instagram and on Facebook. Trying to keep that as regular as possible and just keeping my wits about me, staying up to date on everything that's going on and staying in touch with all the fine songwriter folks out there that I don't get to see as much anymore.
So how has that worked out for you, keeping your wits about you? Because I know for lots of us, that has not been an easy task.
You know, I'll say it's quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Some days are good, some days are not so good. But as long as you're still on the ride, I think that's probably the best way to go about it.
So the music that we're hearing or we're going to hear that you're producing now, do you think it'll be dramatically different than what you produced in this album that we were talking about today?
I haven't quite gotten it all figured out quite yet, but I have to imagine that it'll follow quite closely at the moment. I of course have dreams of large productions and all that stuff, but that just doesn't seem like the way to go these days. So keeping it nice and minimal at this point seems like the best route. But who knows? There might be a change in the wind, and we might see something wildly psychedelic.
I hope so. That would be exciting.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
So tell me about your album. It's called Paper Over It. What does that mean?
Paper Over It. It's a phrase. It's a phrase that I've used quite often in my life. It's a phrase sort of referencing maintaining the status quo. When something is bothering someone, usually they'll paper over it just to kind of ignore it or to keep it put away until better days where you can kind of unpack it again and deal with it. These songs sort of were kind of hidden for a long time and didn't really have the opportunity to see the light of day until, I made that big push to get that all recorded. So they were sort of papered over, as it were.
Wow, that's
until they were able.
That's fascinating. That seems like what you're saying is, and you can tell me, are you revealing a part of yourself that you've kind of protected all these years?
Yeah, it's quite like that. Since working with so many other people, I've had the opportunity to explore, different instruments, different sounds, different styles and stuff like that. And I never really showed them to anybody never really gave them to anybody for any serious consideration. It was more of here's some fun stuff. As soon as I started digging in deeper to a large number of these tunes, I found myself going, this should be something real and concrete and should be reproduced many times over on a CD or some such, or digitally perhaps.
And that's really interesting. I'm fascinated by that because obviously we've already talked about the writing process being something that comes out when you're hidden away during a COVID-19 pandemic, but you're also talking about having hidden away over the years while playing music all the time for or with other people. And I'm just curious, how does it feel to then let those things out? How did that go?
You know, it was fantastic. I have had the great opportunity to work with some really fantastic folks in the Twin Cities here, and getting to see how they work and getting to see and meet the people they work with really allowed me to kind of hone in my own process before writing songs, before going into the studio, before even marketing the music and all that such. And so to be able to kind of enact all of these things in one big swoop with this record, it's very rewarding. It kind of makes me feel, it makes it feel like it's not just mine. It's kind of a mixture of all these influences that I was so closely aligned with and have been closely aligned with, for a while.
How has that, during this particular time, your album's been out there and people have been listening to it. Has it been helpful to have that out there while having to be at home much more than usual?
You know, yes, it has. It's I'm glad that I kind of got right under the wire there and got it put out there.
Yeah.
It's been nice to have out there. It's been nice to share it with folks. And kind of give people a sense of what might be next, of course, because, you know, with everything sort of up in the air, there's all this expectation around a lot of artists, and I've spoken with many, many folks in the music world and otherwise about how this time is sort of, there's this expectation. And more I've found that it's a time to reflect and a time for great change. And, you know, I'm seeing that even today, even outside of the world of music.
That's exciting. There's been a lot of talk about the music industry being very frustrating and very, I can't think of the right words, but just kind of a downer. And that's nice to hear about the possibility of something positive. We're talking with Taylor James Donsky. He's a new album out called Paper Over It that came out in January. And then, like the rest of us, decided to stay home for the next 3 months, not by choice. So tell me, one of the songs that I want to play today is a song called Today. Tell me about that song.
Today. Today is your garden variety love song that I, it means many things to me, but love is a very important part of my life and sort of my growth as an individual. And there's many facets to this song. It's about people, it's about places, it's about things. I found while writing it that it just kind of came so naturally. And so it kind of follows this lovely little kind of puppy dog eye feeling about what you kind of get for people and for places and such like that. And I wanted it to feel just nice. I wanted people to just say, and that's kind of what came out, something nice and free and easy.
I think you're very successful in that. That I've been listening and really enjoying that song. It's been a pleasure to hear that and have that that is the reaction. That's a good reaction that you're describing there. That warm feeling you have sometimes when you have a connection with someone else. Are connections with people really important to you?
You know, they are very much important. My life as it is now is very secluded. So, as you can probably imagine, it's become even more important to these connections with other people.
And how is that? How are you making those connections during this time when you can't go anywhere?
Well, I do a lot of live stream music making, And so the strongest connections I've gotten with that are, of course, through the comment section on the internet, which is not at all a strong connection, but when your audience is there, you got to appreciate it. And that's been really rewarding to kind of see a group of people come together. Although digitally, it's still fun to see them interact.
Yeah.
Of course, I have gone out. I've met up with some folks. We usually sit at about a 6-foot interval and kind of yell at each other through the masks and all that. And we've been having fun like that. And of course, connecting online and connecting through songwriting as well. I've done a few songwriting adventures with other folks in their own homes, of course, sending each other lyrics and sending each other little ditties and melodies and kind of trading those back and forth as a way of communicating in that sense.
That's fun. Has that been something you've done before? Or is that new now?
Yes. Well, in this time, it's become a little bit more intense, and very intentional as well. Whereas before, it's been a little bit more freeing, sort of a fun little project. Now it feels more like your livelihood depends on it. So I've ventured out into developing songs a bit more intentionally this time around.
And I think obviously not necessarily the songs that you're making right now, but on the album, the sound is full and rich and strong. How did you come about making your music, and what effect did it have that you've been playing with all these other bands before that?
Well, those sounds and those textures are all thanks to the folks that I had playing and singing on that record. And I've had the good fortune of playing with most of those folks well before they ever played with me. And those connections and those folks were fantastic, really. They took direction from my very muddled brain sometimes, and they knew exactly where to go with it, which was very fun. And it was really a joy to work with such talented individuals. And so in that process, there was a lot of one-on-one, rehearsals, which I found at first to be a little frustrating. However, down the line, it made it much more cohesive when the band was sort of put together. Each individual person knew exactly what they were supposed to do. And when they were put together, they had the freedom to change what they were doing in order to fit the larger whole. And up until that point, I had never really written or created music in that way. And this was a sort of a modular endeavor.
Yeah. And in the end, after all of that work, you put it together, the first tracking, in a short amount of time, right?
Yeah. The tracking for this record took about 3 days.
Wow.
We did 3 days straight, about 10 hours a day. Lots of snacks, lots of carbonated beverages. And it was a real joy. I'm a sucker for the studio. I love any and all places that are built to record music are a favorite place of mine.
Well, that's great, and I hope you'll have a chance to get back into the studio again. Do you think about another album, or are you not at that point yet?
You know, I think I'm sitting on about two of them.
Oh.
But I don't really know when or where that's going to happen. I think there's still quite a lot of work to do, both in the home and also out in the field there, and staying aware of what's next is important right now. So we're not quite sure what's going to happen soon, but I can tell you I've got some stuff ready to go if we need to get something done quickly.
That's great. I also saw that besides writing and recording music and playing all these, I wanted to go back and just say, you play a lot of instruments. Did you play a lot on this recording?
You know, I played a little bit. I played the acoustic guitars. I also played the electric bass a little bit. Of course, singing as well. But I trust a lot of my cohorts to bring in the lush sounds that you hear on that record.
Yeah, that's great. I that's such an interesting thing, because some bands or some individuals have you know, they're, if they can play all those, they'll just play them all. And you can do that nowadays in a way that you never could before. But that's kind of fun to hear about.
That is true. Yes. I thought about that myself, but, I like friends and I like being around people, and the band aesthetic has always, really caught me, and putting together my own felt like a fun adventure.
Good. That's good. And so what I was going to ask is that was good. That's this idea. I love that idea that you like friends.
Yeah.
But I also love the idea that you're also a teacher. Tell me about your teaching and how that's been going during this strange time.
You know, teaching has been actually going very well. I have a few students, and we meet up online, little video chat, and it was a challenge at first, bringing them all together online. Could have been a disaster, I think. But the beauty of teaching is that as soon as there's something new to learn, the mind sort of explodes, and it becomes very excited. And what I found through the process of teaching online is that kids and adults become much more engaged and take a lot more responsibility, which is actually one of the great goals of all teachers, is to instill a sense of responsibility in their students. And so to have that happen just naturally was very exciting.
Yeah. Do you have any sense of why that happens online differently?
I think it has to do with the fact that folks that are being taught online, as soon as they're done being taught, they go off into their regular lives right then and there. They don't have to drive home from school, or they don't have to walk home. And the fact that they are sitting there with their instrument in their own private abode, they can just continue forth, and they can continue practicing right then and there without having to pack up their gear and take it all the way home. I think one of the biggest detriments to a lot of students' practice is the fact that they put their instrument in a case, and when they go home, they leave it in the case. But when you're practicing at home and you're practicing with someone online, as soon as that phone call is over, you just go right back to playing that instrument. You don't have to put it away at all.
That's cool.
I think that's an aspect of it that that I'm really excited about. I'm keeping people engaged long after I'm gone.
Huh. That's fascinating. I'm really interested in that. That's cool to think about how different that might be. As a person who's left instruments in cases of my whole life, you know, that I get that.
Well, you know, for acoustic guitars, you know, especially when it's dry out, you know, it's a smart idea to do that. But if you want to play the guitar, you got to leave it out.
Yeah, that's right. I'm talking with Taylor James Donsky. He had an album out on in January of this year called Paper Over It. And appreciate the fact that you had some time and you took some time to talk to us today. If we wanted to find you on Instagram to see your live shows, is that where we would go, or is there some other place to go to find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, search Taylor James Donsky. And just as well, you can search me on Facebook. And I also go live on Facebook simultaneously with Instagram. I usually go live every Friday at about 7 o'clock.
Great. That will be fun. We will look for you there, and we will hopefully one day you'll get up in this direction again, and we'll see you up here sometime live when we get back to that live and local music again. Thanks so much for talking to me today, and I'm glad to have a chance to talk to you, and hope things just continue to go well for you.
Yeah, thank you, Brett.